Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Good evening, day trippers. Liverpool. Do it again. Revenge tour 21-22. Let's go. Roll that intro. Day trippers, how we doing? As you can see, I've got a massive smile on my face and the yellow kit vibes are in full effect. Yeah, listen, mate. This little cleaning cloth number, this worker number, this highwayman number is absolutely sensational, especially when you go to Atletico Madrid. What a shit house of a team.
Yeah.
And you walk out with a victory and avenge last year's result, mate. How Boom. Are you feeling right now?
Love it. What a start. 2-0 up. I thought, blimey, this is going to be an interesting evening. Going to run away with it. And then suddenly we went into our shell, didn't we? And invited them back in. And you mentioned that word tempo and, you know, they were pressing in ones and twos, Atletico Madrid, and they had to change it up, didn't they? And they really did. And it felt very much like the Brentford game, same kit, you know, away from home. You know, in control of the game and then leaking goals. You know, we did something similar with Milan. We were ahead, let them back in the game again. So we've seen it before. You know, it seems to be a little bit of a soft underbelly when someone has a go at us, even when we've got a decent lead. But, you know, the red card changed it a bit. And then Mo Salah, keeps his nerve, mate, for a famous win. We don't beat them very often. So to beat them in their own backyard was very special.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great comment in here as well. And guys, we'll get to a couple of your comments, but this one, we did. We fucking robbed it. That was smash and grab all over, to be fair. I mean, let's start from the top to the bottom. And we go into that game. And from the start, you know, Liverpool are forcing the tempo. We're in the ascendancy. Something like 78% possession in the first half in the one metro, whatever it's called, was sensational. The Metropolitano, whatever you call it. I can't even remember. It's fucking irrelevant because they're shit houses anyway. But never mind. So we're in the ascendancy and Mo Salah once again picks up the ball on the edge of the box and you're thinking, go on, shoot now. Nope. Beat another man. Go on, shoot now. Nope, beat another man. Nope, and another. And then he lets the shot off. And yes, it takes a slight deflection, which throws Oblak. But I don't care. It's the build-up to his goals at the moment. He's just taking the fucking piss. There's no other way to describe it. He's taking the absolute the audacity to just beat basically all of their back line and say, do you know what, here, I'm going to stick that in the bottom corner. Yeah. I mean, what a goal. What an absolute goal.
I mean, he's been doing this for a few seasons, and I felt, you know, obviously he's always been amazing, but sometimes he takes that shot when there's someone right in front of him. He might have beaten two players and then he thinks, oh, I've got to have a shot now, and there's someone right in front of him. But he seems to have calmed down a little bit, believed in his own ability a little bit more. And you can see him, he's walking around with so much confidence in himself, and cutting him from that left-hand side. Like you said, if I've got to beat four, if I've got to do a fake shot past four players, once I have that space, because I know I can work it, that's when I'll pull the trigger. And we've seen it, you know, against Watford. He thinks, well, if I just flip the other way, then I might have a better shot. And then I'll just flip the other way again. And then I'll flip the other way again. And eventually I'll work that space. But yeah, like you said, you know, he cut inside. It's the Iron Robin, isn't it? You know what's coming, but you can't stop it. And first of all, you think it's Milner that's got the touch. And then the other angle, it looks like Kondogbia has kind of got it. So they gave it to him, they took it off him, and they gave him it back. So that was nine consecutive games in a row, which I believe is a club record for someone to score in that many times in a row. So,
I mean,
you ran out of superlatives, and he wasn't done there either, was he?
It just gets better and better. But every time we talk about Mohamed Salah, we're talking about a complete performance. Yeah. It's not just the goal; it's everything that he's doing. And that rumored £400,000 a week sounds cheaper and cheaper every game he plays. Do you know what I mean?
Did you get like better than him for that price?
Yeah, he's added. I think he's adding like an extra 20 on, because at one point it was £300,000 a week. Bags a couple of goals, has a superb set of games, adds another 20 on, and now we're at £400,000 a week. Liverpool better be careful.
Just sign it. Get the
contract.
Because
before you know it, that is going to be £500,000 a week, because right now he's in a position to say, pay me whatever the fuck I want. It's as simple as that, because he is the best player right now in world football. There is nobody better right now in world football. Messi's having an absolute mare in France. Cristiano, whilst he scored in the Premier League,
doesn't
look like that dominant Cristiano that we're used to. Mbappe is having fallouts with PSG about potentially moving and not moving and not signing a deal. And is he signing a deal? Yeah. And Erling Haaland is just doing what Erling Haaland is doing, but not to the same impact level at the moment as what Mohamed Salah is. Like you said, the superlatives, they will never run out for this man. He is unbelievable. We then turn our attention to the second goal. Mm. And Naby Keita. Mate, what an absolute stellar finish.
What a goal.
And you just see the look in his face. The look in his face is like, how the fuck have I just done that? Well, I don't fucking know.
He scored one like that, didn't he, the other week in the Premier League? Yeah. He did his little Cantona celebration. And it was a weird clearance for Lee. He was sort of off balance. He kind of didn't quite connect with it. And not able to bring it down and just trust yourself to hit it with the outside of your foot. Absolute rocket. Past one of the top five goalkeepers, maybe even the top three goalkeepers on the planet. What 100%. A strike. But 100%. I don't want to get too much into Keita, because the last time we did, we got absolutely slaughtered in the comments on Dave Trippi. So bear with me. But let's be fair, the next two goals.
Before you go, just take a deep breath.
Okay. I'm blaming Naby really. For the next two.
Look, let's be clear. He scored one and assisted two in the other end.
I mean, it wasn't just him, but both of the goals for them, they began with someone running off of him very, very easily.
Yes. I just think that in that midfield, in that first half as well, it was very pedestrian. The tempo dropped slightly. We were in the ascendancy. We scored the two goals, and it just went a bit flat.
Yeah.
Naby, you would say, had a role to play in the two goals conceded. I also think that Virgil had a role to play. Yeah. Look, and out of nowhere,
it wasn't just Naby at all. No.
No. And I think that a few people were pedestrian. And I do think that Liverpool sometimes, when we're in the ascendancy and we're being superior, like Liverpool Football Club have done of late, we get a little bit, there's a little bit of complacency that creeps in. Like, yeah. I understand, let's play with swagger, let's play with authority, let's dominate. Let's try and make the opposition feel small, but sometimes we just get too much into that and things start to happen. Like you said, yeah. Verge had a hand in one of the goals. Naby had a hand in one of the goals. I think the tempo, when Atletico started to force the tempo because they needed to get back into the game, Milner was struggling in there a little bit with the tempo. Again, look, Ghost, straight from you as well. Virgil was nonchalant. In the second goal, I agree. I totally agree. But it happens.
You see Simeone on the sideline. They're rarely ever in the position of being 2-0 down at home after 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. They didn't quite know what to do with themselves.
It was shell shock.
Yeah, it was. And Simeone's like, calm down. You know, just change it up a little bit. Change the tempo. You know, yeah. Naby Keita and Milner, if you put some pressure on them defensively, aren't quite as good. You know, Atletico are trained in the dark arts for defending. So they're not usually having to fight back from two down. They're usually scoring and backs to the walls. So
yeah,
it was. Yeah. They had to change something. And what they did was they changed the style. They changed the tempo. And suddenly Liverpool were absolutely in first gear. Let's be fair. Mm-hmm. Tuning mm-hmm. up. Suddenly mm-hmm. they were struggling to find third to match yeah. Atletico. And
yeah,
one quickly became two, didn't it? And like you say, it's not just Naby Keita's fault, but I agree. Milner and Naby Keita in that midfield, you know, it was absolutely crying out for Fabinho. And you very rarely yeah. see Jurgen Klopp make half-time substitutions, even when they're obvious ones. But
you're right.
For me, Milner played, you know, what, 70, 80 minutes against Watford, some of that at right back. To chuck him in 3 days later away at Atletico in the midfield, I think was asking a lot. I understand why Fabinho hadn't trained with the team, because he'd have to go directly to Spain. Addison's a bit different, because putting Kelleher in against Atletico is a massive call. You know, Milner's got the experience, but Fabinho came on. Fabinho made the difference for me in that second half. We didn't concede again when he came on. So I would have started him over Milner probably.
Yeah, and you made some good points there. You know, we were there. We watched a stellar performance from Milner on the weekend. We then look at this game, and, you know, ultimately, you know, we don't want fireworks, but it would have been crying out for a Thiago had he been fit. You know, just to control the tempo. But no, it's the tempo. You've got a Thiago in there, in that midfield. He gets hold of the ball. We retain the ball for a little bit just to take the sting out of it. We know that Atletico, after going two goals down, they're going to want to try and clap back. They're going to want to respond. And we just didn't have the ball retention in the midfield. Henderson getting caught on the ball a couple of times. Milner getting caught on the ball a couple of times. Players running off Naby. And what it allowed them to do is link up with Griezmann and arguably get the two goals. And they were two well-fashioned, well-worked goals. One of the runs from Griezmann was sensational.
Their second goal was, so the first one I was a bit annoyed with, because it was one of them where we should have done better. It came out a bit of an out of nothing, but I was, you know, I was watching the second goal and you're like, they're going to score here because this move is looking good. And that first touch from Griezmann takes it away from Van Dijk, puts it across Alisson. Fair play. I mean, he's not a player in form, but, you know, he did get the two goals for him, but he did let himself down a bit after that, didn't he?
He did. And I'm going to be very controversial.
What do you make of it?
Because if he's on your team and he gets a red for that, you're pissed. You are super pissed, because you can look at it and you can see he's only got eyes for the ball. He's only got eyes for the ball. There's no malice in it. There's no intent. It's not like he's followed through. It's not like he's stuck at. Do you know what I mean? It's not that type of challenge. And you can see from his reaction after the challenge, the first thing he's done, rather than feel his innocence, is check on the player.
Yeah.
Is check on the player. Now, that to me doesn't show a guilty man. And crucially, Dan Bailey, you are very right. It is dangerous play end of. I am not disputing the fact that this is a red. What I'm saying is that if he's on your team and that's one of your players, you would feel aggrieved. You'd go, ref, he's only got eyes for the... Do you know what I mean? You would feel aggrieved.
For me, it was very Mané versus Edison a few years back.
Yes.
You know, going for the ball, high foot. They're athletic players. They can reach really high with their feet and they're only looking for the ball. The ball's coming down. if someone's head's there and you connect, unfortunately, it's a straight red card. So
I agree.
I agree. If that's Firmino going for the ball and we lose that game 3-2 because of that, I'm gutted. Mm-hmm. As much as I accept the decision, you're gutted. But, you know, like you say, he didn't mean it. He checked on the player. But you've got to know that if you're going to be putting your foot that high and be off the floor out of control, you need to check your surroundings first. And Mane didn't on that day and Griezmann didn't today.
I totally agree. And Kev O'Sullivan, look, let's be very clear because the comments are raging here. I am not disagreeing with the red card. Let's be clear. It is a straight red card.
Yeah.
Card. Dangerous play. Yeah. Foot is super high.
Yeah.
Okay. Dangerous play, red card. But reverse the roles. Take yourself out of the Liverpool shirt for 5 minutes. Yeah. And put yourself in an Atleti shirt, yeah? If that's your team, you feel aggrieved. You feel pissed off. You feel upset. Same as we all felt aggrieved when Mane nearly took Edison's head off and left his boot imprint on the side of his face, yeah? You looked at that and said, oh, he's only got eyes for the ball. Come on, ref, be lenient, so on and so forth. That's football, yeah? I like to look at things from both sides, all right? Simple as that. Anyway. We jog it on. Yeah. So we then find ourselves in a bit of a dogfight. It gets a bit scrappy.
Yeah. It does.
It gets a little bit feisty. Mm. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, ball comes over the top from Trent. From a nothing ball, really.
Yeah, yeah. Up and under.
It's a hit and hope. Let's be honest, it's a hit and hope.
Yeah.
And Jota's following it in. And what in the hell is the Atletico player doing? Just the ball rage. Like, you know, you see the red flag. That's it. He takes him out and then looks up like, I didn't do anything. No. We saw what you did, bro.
He just looked at him the whole way. It was just like, you're not coming through.
Yeah, exactly. And our very own Mohamed Salah steps up again and does the business, mate. Like Oblak with the shithousery, trying to put him off, trying touch to get in his face, trying to touch the ball. Credit to the referee as well for standing his ground. Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. But all Mo's got his eyes for the ball. Look, mate, ice running through his veins.
Yeah, he's like you say, they're all in front of him. It's the old Argentinian, you know, against Beckham with a penalty and 2002 is exactly the same because Simeone, you know, is from Argentina. That's the way that South Americans play football, and that's why they sign Suarez and, you know, all the rest of the other South American players. That's how they play. And, you know, you've mentioned shithousery. Every trick in the book they will try. But like you said, Mo Salah, I think he missed one against Milan, didn't he, in the first Champions League game? So
yeah,
you know, the pressure was on. So it's against a great big guy. Oblak is huge, and he's top class keeper. Sends him the wrong way, smiles, points to the Liverpool fans at the top. Oh, my God, I love him.
I agree. And that makes it 3-2. But again, the game is not without controversy. It's not over. We're sitting here, we're thinking, we're in the ascendancy. You know, we've now got control of the game. Let's see it out. Yeah. And
Four subs come on.
This is the controversial bit for me. Is this a pen for Atletico? Is it a pen for the Jotters? Is it a pen? Is there contact? Is there meaningful contact? Yeah? Guys, I want your opinions in the comments. Does Jota make enough contact for this to be a penalty? Now, we're all going to see how subjective you really, really are. Because if we don't get that at the other end, we're all appealing going, It's a pen. Why have we not got it? So on and so forth. I can't lie. I jumped for joy. As soon as that pen was turned over, mate, I was like, yeah. But there's instances where that would be given. Yeah. Good shout out to you, mate. He nudges him with his elbow.
I think it's one of them because we've literally just got one for something very similar. I think the ref almost feels like he has to give it, otherwise he looks biased. So he's like, well, you've been bundled over. Now you've been bundled over. It was on the same play. You know, Jota was fouled and then Jota fouled. allegedly, that the Atletico forward. So he has to give it, in my opinion. Otherwise, he's putting himself in a very difficult situation. Like we say, with the Premier League, when they call the referee over to look at the screen, it's usually because he's made the wrong decision. It's very rare that if they agree with what he's done, that they'll call him over and say, just double check that they're clearly saying, just want to have a look at that, mate, because I think you might want to double check what you've done. So once the VAR check is on, I'm thinking, what's that? I'm thinking that it's going to be overturned. But I mean, I thought initially it was. And then I look at the replay from the reverse angle and he goes down before Jota's arm comes in for me.
Yes.
He's already on the way down. So
yes,
there's contact. So it's not quite a dive, but it's overreacting, which is Atletico Madrid's middle name, isn't it? So for me, it was the right decision to overturn it. And as you say, it's a massive let off for us. I think if that goes in, that finishes 3-3. I don't think we get another goal to win that game. So yeah, massive, massive moment. I mean, it was a crazy game all the way through it. It was topsy-turvy. Mm-hmm. I don't think Atletico conceded many goals. We didn't concede many before the Brentford game. We seemed to concede all our goals in one game and then go four games without conceding. So I think there's stuff for us to work on. I like the fact that Klopp made the decision to go with a back five today. So he learned from Brentford. He put Gomez on. Yes. He took the guys off that were on a yellow card, which was Mane, Milner, and Trent. And then he put Nico on, brought Salah off and said, right, back five. Even though against 10 men, game management, let's hold what we've got now. And you know, you come away, three wins out of three, 9 points. That should be it. Me and you said before the game, we win one, draw one against Atletico. We just avoid, even if we drew both, it wouldn't be the end of the world. That's a massive, massive win. They've got to come to Anfield now. Even if we draw at home, even if we lose, we should be able to beat Porto and Milan and go through.
I totally agree. And guys, don't try and steal my thunder. Don't try and steal my thunder. I'm getting to it. Now, let's be very, very clear. Mendy, not a patch on our goalkeeper.
Oh, Oblak, mate.
Not a patch on our goalkeeper. Ter Stegen, not a patch on our goalkeeper. Edison, not a patch. De Gea, not a patch. You name them, they are not a patch on our goalkeeper. When called upon, on maybe 3-4 occasions in that game, he was absolutely sensational. Outstanding performance and arguably the man of the match. The man of the match, Give that man his fucking flowers, I'm telling you. Because they don't make them like that. Like, just, let's break it down. Griezmann, one-on-one.
Big
got
save.
Him behind. Virgil van Dijk, he's clean through. He's shown Virgil a pair of heels, mate. Virgil, Matip stepped up to try and play offside. He's then ran in off his own half and shown Virgil a clean pair of heels. And you've got to be quick to get away from Virgil. Pre-injury or even after injury, because Virgil's a Rolls Royce. You've got to be super quick, And he's in, bearing down on goal, Alisson stays tall the whole way, forces Griezmann to delay the shot and almost gets Griezmann caught in two minds and then tries to lift it over Alisson. He stays big, bam, swats it. That is a match-winning save.
Not for the first time either.
And it's not for the first time. And that would just seem like the pattern. He refused to be beaten. He refused to be beaten. Stellar performance. I mean, look, this here saved us tonight, Big Ali.
There was another big one, wasn't there? I think we were mucking about at the back and a big right hand to the bottom right hand corner near the post and stopped Atletico in their tracks. And like I say, he conceded two, but I mean, difficult to blame. You know, he's not really got much of a chance on either goal. But you know, to be able to come out at that speed and make the striker have to make their mind up quickly, but then know that their only option is to lift it over you and to stay tall, coming out at that speed, taking it in the chest, making yourself wide. Unbelievable. And, you know, he's not even been back to England yet. He was in Brazil, went straight to Spain, didn't even train, joined in today. They were like, we did a quick warm-up, Klopp said, and then Alisson obviously looked okay. So we put him in goal. You know, he didn't play on the Friday for Brazil. He just sat on his ass and watched Edison in goal instead. But yeah, I mean, there's no more again you can say. We've got some of the best players in the world in the positions that we have. So there's no reason why we can't have a go. I saw a comment saying mentality monsters, you know, Champions League and Premier League, they're there for us if we want them. There's a couple of players that we would rely on very heavily. So if we get injuries to key players, we're in trouble. But what I wanted to mention tonight was, you know, we used a lot of the squad tonight and they all did pretty well. You know, we brought on Chamberlain, we brought on Jota, we brought on Gomez and Williams. And it was just nice to see we're not just relying on an 11 anymore. You know, we've got 15 players involved, all working for the same cause, all doing really well. Naby Keita obviously coming off at half time for the second time in Madrid in a couple of years. But, you know, Jota did well when he came on. You know, it's good to have options and be able to go to that back five, I thought was key and something we should probably see more of when we're ahead in these type of games, because, you know, this is a group game. We're going to be in this position, hopefully, last 16, quarterfinals, semifinals. So hopefully we can keep this squad fit, because when it is, there's so many options and so much ability.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, you and I have clashed over recent days regards rotation of the squad. But it's a beautiful thing to have options.
Yeah.
You know, last year served as a reminder that your options can be taken away from you quite quickly, and then you're forced into playing the same 11 week in, week out, players out of positions, you know. But we've got a squad which is in decent health. Yeah. Hopefully Thiago's back next week and he's back
involved. Jones as well.
Curtis Jones also. Obviously Harvey Elliott's a long term absentee, but we've got a squad that's in good health, and hopefully all of these guys look to contribute. They contribute.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I don't expect every single player to play
a
starring role, you know, in every single game. We have a squad. Yeah. Sometimes someone needs to play a supporting role or a backup role, whatever it may be. Yeah. But as long as they come in, and when they come in, they contribute.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. And,
me too.
You know, a player I just quickly want to give some praise, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Mm.
Came on today and contributed.
Well.
He contributed, yeah? And that's all you want. Players like that, you're not expecting to play a whole host of minutes, but when called upon, they contribute to what's happening at that point. He was retaining the ball. He was breaking up play. He was getting it forward.
But he did one as well. I think they were on a counter-attack, and he literally got all the way back, slide tackled to block the ball out and started us off again. So, yeah, I was really impressed with him.
And that's a dynamism that Klopp talks about, which you can't buy on the market, as Klopp says. But we saw it today when we needed it. You know, and that for me deserves a little bit of praise, because he's a player that's come under quite a lot of fire recently, quite a lot of scrutiny. And when you're playing against an absolute shithouse of a team in Atletico Madrid, you need to be dogged. And Ox came on and was dogged in the period that he was on the pitch.
It's two ticks in the revenge tour this week, isn't it? Watford and Atletico.
Two massive ticks in the revenge tour. And guys, I said it at the back end of last season. We are on a revenge tour. Every team that wronged us last season is getting smoke this year.
I want to see it. I want to see a t-shirt. I want to see revenge tour. And then on the back, you know, when you go on to like
the band, list,
and they have tour dates of where they're playing. And you can just have Atletico, Watford.
Listen, end of the year, end of the season. Yeah, we're making this t-shirt. Yeah, it'll be available via the Red Sea podcast. We are going to make the t-shirt. It will say Revenge Tour 21-22, and it will have all the names, yeah, with all the results on the back with ticks against it. We're making the t-shirt because it's happening, guys. It's all coming together. What are we, 20 games unbeaten now?
Yeah, I think it's like 21-22 now, isn't it?
Yeah, the best
unbeaten run under Klopp era. Fantastic. I mean, it's a big one, obviously. United away this weekend. So it's one of them, isn't it? They're not in great form, but it's the old form goes out the window when it's the big derby games.
Oh, totally.
So, you know, totally. Hopefully, I mean, I don't think a draw is the end of the world, but I think we can go there and turn them over, to be honest.
Look, let's be candid. I think that the weekend is going to be a huge test for the Manchester United game. It's going to be a test. the key thing is, if we pass that test, it's another tick in the box. It's another tick, and I think all we got to do is focus on the next game. After that is Preston. After that, isn't it, in the cup?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we go to Preston. You know, we hopefully get a result, and we progress in the cup, and we plough on from there. And then you start getting into the kind of the busy fixture period, of the year in the penultimate run up to the Christmas fixtures. You know, and look, here it is. United will be a test. It will be a total test. Exactly. Look, Kev, you took the words out of my mouth. The weekend will be a mirror image of tonight. I totally agree.
I can't take that again.
Mate, we're going against Manchester United, and you know, they've got Cristiano Ronaldo in their ranks, and you know, he's gonna love to bag a goal against Liverpool. Can you imagine the scenes?
I think we need to just work. There's a good comment there, but the cheap goals, we just need to work on that, tighten that up a little bit more. I think that could be the difference, because you see Chelsea against Brentford at the weekend, and they were backs to the walls. They had three centre-backs out, I believe. I think they were playing like Saar, Chalobah and Christensen. I don't think any of them are first choice, but they kept them out. They did not concede, and they won the game. That's 2 points they've got on us in that fixture. So we just need to be a little bit more dogged, I think, with that back line. And it's great getting clean sheets, but when we concede one, we tend to concede more. So I just think we need to be a little bit tighter there. If we want to go on and win something big, that's the only concern for me so far, because we're scoring goals at will. Let's be fair. You know, it's that front three are back to their best, aren't they? And, you know, Jota is going to contribute to that as well. So, you know, we know Van Dijk's slowly feeling his way back in. Matip's been brilliant this season, the best I've ever seen him play. I think Robertson and Trent have got another level yet. I don't think they're quite where we've seen them before. I think when we won the league, they were unbelievable. I think they can definitely get back there again, start getting assists again. When they started having that, you know, little healthy competition between them, who's got the most assists. Alisson's on fire. Fabinho is Fabinho. Henderson is playing brilliantly. That third midfield position is still up for grabs. It's all there. The ingredients is there to have a good season. We just need to kick on. Results like tonight are huge for confidence and boost the mentality, and Klopp will know that. So if we get a result this weekend, I think we're going to be difficult to stop.
I think this is a very good point. Virgil was a little rocky tonight, to be expected after such a long layoff, but his form has been either really good or shakiest tonight. I think when you look at it, played all the internationals, came in, played against Watford, arguably wasn't a massive test, but he's still 90 minutes under his belt, comes in, plays 90 minutes against a team which is forcing the tempo. For the first time this season, I think the tempo got the better of him.
I think if it's Porto or Milan tonight, he doesn't play. I think he's rested. But because it's Atletico, again, if we were playing, no disrespect, if we were playing Newcastle or Norwich or Crystal Palace this weekend, I don't think he'd play.
Me neither.
But it's United and Atletico. You have to have him in there. And he's not going to be 100%, 10 out of 10 every week. It's impossible. He is going to get tired. He is coming back from a year off. Don't forget that. A year without playing a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, Preston's coming up next week. The lads are going to have a whole week off. Nobody is going to feature in that game at all featuring regularly. So I think you're right. You know, let's rest who we can before this big group of fixtures comes through. No one's going to feature in the League Cup. I wouldn't be surprised if we went out in the next round if we had anybody from the Prem, because we're going to be playing a third string realistically in that competition. Let's focus on the big two, which is all we've ever done under Klopp, and we've been successful in both. So, you know, let's be fair. Like you say, Van Dijk at 70% in that comment is still, you know, fantastic, and he'll get there.
Unloading.
He'll get there. Exactly. Unloading. Perfect.
Yeah, it's coming. Unloading. Like you said, I just think that he's just loading, isn't he? He's just picking it up. And tonight was a test, and he came through it okay. At the end of the day, he had involvement in one of the goals conceded, but we got the win. The W's is what counts. At the end of the day, we keep getting W's. We move. W move. We're 1 point behind Chelsea. Chelsea go to Norwich on the weekend as well. What do you expect from it? But there's been shots happen all the time in the Premier League.
True.
You know, so anything can happen, but our focus is firmly on Manchester United. Now, we've passed a test against Atleti. The focus is firmly on United, where we could potentially get another Manchester United manager sacked. Do we not want that?
I saw some good things on Twitter this week. You know, people just saying, you know, we need to give him something so he stays. But you've got to focus on yourself, haven't you? You know, we're looking at Chelsea and City. I don't care what's going on at United if they're not involved in the title race. We go there, we win the game. If he goes and they get a better manager, then so be it. But, you know, we're here for it.
Yeah. So, guys, just quickly before we close in the comments, right? Do we want to go there and annihilate Manchester United so Ollie is removed from the wheel? Yeah. Or do we take it easy on them so he stays in charge for forevermore? What are we thinking?
He's going to go eventually, isn't he? He might as well go now.
Yeah. And put him out of his misery. Right. So, guys, just a bit of housekeeping as we close. Make sure you are liking and subscribing to the LFC Day Trippers. Guys, this is the hottest LFC channel alongside our own on the internet right now. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are looking into everything the LFC Day Trippers channel. Make sure you're looking into everything the LFC Day Trippers have got going on at the moment, because I'm telling you, there's some great, great stuff on this platform. You know, they're really, really producing some great content. And obviously you get to see our great faces on your Red Sea full-time reactions. Super controversial, but also we can be a bit candid as well, as you've seen tonight. Didn't get too much onto Naby Keita, because we know that's an absolute showstopper in the comments.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Tell the viewers, SS, where they can find us.
Absolutely. So, guys, we are fastly approaching 500 subscribers on our own channel. So there's 90 people watching. If half of you or all of you could just go over to the Red Sea podcast on YouTube and click subscribe, we would really appreciate it. So we're on our way. We hit our first 1,000 views video. We did a match day vlog for the Watford game. So if you want to go and check that out, that was a really good day out for us. So go and have a look at that video as well. But lots coming up. We've got Man United preview coming up this weekend. Red Sea full time will be here, right here, straight after the game, giving you our reaction to that as well. But yeah, we've got all sorts on there. We've got tier list with the Red Men. We've had Grizz on, we've had Gav on, we've had James Pierce, Chris and Mach from Red Men TV and Ross. So lots of good guests on there. I'm hoping to have a couple of Man United special guests on for our preview show as well. So yeah, there's lots to check out. So go and have a look at us, guys. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Red Sea Pod and the South Scouse and Tiago's 589. We're always hot topics today. Tiago, debate, I would possibly say. But go and give us a subscribe, guys, on YouTube, because we really, really want to reach 1,000 by the end of the season. It's definitely doable. And that's the kind of reason that we came on channels like this, to get our name out there and work alongside, you know, other great people as well. So yeah, if you can go and give us a subscribe, we'd really appreciate it.
He's loading. Don't worry. He's loading. He's coming. He's coming.
He's going to be a pro.
Definitely. Definitely. Guys, like, we appreciate you all for taking the opportunity to lock into Red Sea full time this evening. We've been the Red Sea podcast for your Atletico preview. My name is Tiago's Father 89. This is my co-host, SS, the Southern Scouser. We are the Red Sea podcast. Thank you and good night.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.